Blog Talk Radio.
Very excited for today's program. Just want to say hi to Sela. How are you today?
Hello. How are you, Pastor T? I'm excited.
I am extremely excited today. And I know you are too.
I'll be excited. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. I want to say welcome to all our friends and family from all over the world.
Yes.
Just want to tell everybody we're excited about you all, and we're really excited about our special guest today, Tim. Wait to hear their voices.
Yes. and we will be hearing them quite soon, actually. But before we hear from them, I would like to ask everybody to just do me a quick favor, okay? Just a quick favor. And that is to pick up your phones, okay, or grab your computers, go to your inbox, text your family and friends, and encourage them to dial in right now. Our number to dial in is 646-668-8255. 8537. Just tell them that, 646-668-8537, or they can just click on the picture of Timar and Tasila wherever they see this particular post on Facebook or on some other places like Alignable on Instagram or something like that. If you see our picture or the link, you can click on the link and you can listen from your computer. And on Facebook, if you're on Facebook and you see this post, you can listen from your computer all this week and next week as well. And wherever you see the post of this show, just click on the picture of Timar and Tasila. No, it's going to be a picture, or you just click on the link, actually, and then you can hear the whole show right from your computer. We're on Instagram, Alignable, or Twitter, okay? So you can do that, and just want to let you know that we are also on HSBN.TV. Our show is called The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. You can catch us on HSBN.TV. You can catch us on YouTube and on Facebook Live. So tune in. You know, you can also find The Message of Life on other social media TV shows, apps, and platforms all throughout the week. So, you know, programs on platforms like On Demand, Roku, iHeartRadio, and many, many more. Just type in The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. You will be blessed. And real quick, we want to invite all of you, every one of you, I don't care where you're living at in the world, we want to invite you to come and worship with us. We are Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, and we're located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Our services start at 1:30 p.m., 1:30 in the afternoon, every Sunday. So if you're in California, come and visit us. Yes, in the upper room. Yeah, we are in the upper room, actually. So once again, the address is 869 North.
And tell them the maximum capacity in the upper room holds 120. 120.
Look at that. Once again, the location is 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. And the services start at 1:30. So come on and socialize with us and have a good time. But the Spirit of the Lord is there, I'm telling you, and you will be blessed. If you're looking for the Lord, you'll find him right there, okay? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Listen, we're going to have a good time. Don't go away. We're going to be right back with our special guest. Stay right there. Don't go away. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
All I need. I need is you. All I need, all I need.
You're listening to Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila, also known as TNT. Our special guest tonight is a team, the dynamic duo, Apostle Dr. Andrew Bills and Apostle Anne Marie Bills. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing very well this evening. Thank you for having us. This is exciting to be here.
Yes,
well,
really.
It was exciting for us.
Exciting.
Praise the Lord. Well, you know, I want to tell the people a little bit about you. Okay, so let's start with Dr. Andrew Bills, Apostle Dr. Andrew Bills, saved at 10 years old, and now with over 50 years in ministry, Andrew Bills has served as a Sunday school teacher, deacon, youth minister, assistant pastor, a pastor, and an evangelist, a bishop, and an apostle overseeing ministries and planting churches. Apostle Andrew is also the president of HSBN International Fellowship of Ministries, Apostolic Center, and the founder and chancellor of HSBN International School of Ministry, and president of HSBN Publishing. And now for Apostle Anne Marie. Apostle Anne Marie has been serving the Lord since she was a young woman. She began in music ministry at the age of 18 and was the head of the young adult music group, as well as leading and directing the children's choir. In her mid-20s, she served as youth minister for 3 years, which included junior high through high school. After leaving the role of youth minister, Anne Marie was a primary soloist in her church for close to 3 decades, while she raised her 2 sons as a divorced single mother and eventually became the primary caregiver of her aging father and mother. Since marrying Apostle Andrew Bills, together they have 5 children and 6 grandchildren, and have pastored a church as well as run a Christian book publishing company, done podcasting over the internet radio, published a daily devotional read by thousands globally. Then, on March 2nd, 2015, Apostle Dr. Andrew and Apostle Anne Marie Beals launched and are the founders and CEOs of the Holy Spirit Broadcasting TV Network at www.hsbn.tv, working diligently to fulfill the mandate to reach 1 billion souls, advance the kingdom of God around the entire earth, and raise up many others to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to all nations. I mean, my goodness, the background you guys have. You know when you launched HSBN in March 2nd, 2015. Okay, what was the vision? What was your vision when you guys came across and when you came up with this? Any one of you?
Well,
can
the Lord
you
had,
that.
The Lord had spoke to me. I had a little camera that would fit in my shirt pocket. And when I was out filming grandchildren and doing a few things, the Lord had spoke to me and said, I want you to launch a television ministry. And I didn't think that the Lord was serious. I thought it was a mistake. He had the wrong man. Because I didn't even know how to upload a video to YouTube. And I told the Lord that, you know, you need a lot of money to do this, and I didn't have it. You need a lot of equipment, which I didn't have. I had that little camera that fit in my shirt pocket. And I said, you have to know a lot of people, and I don't know people all over the world to do this. And I thought that was the end of it. Then the Holy Spirit spoke strong to me. He says, all you need is me. And when he said that, I fell on the floor with my face to the ground and surrendered and said, yes, Lord. And so I had to learn, and I couldn't go anywhere and ask for anyone to teach me. It'd take too long. I did researching, and I didn't understand it. But over a two-month period, God, as I laid before him in fasting and prayer, he opened up my understanding. And after 2 months, I says, I got it. I know how to do this. But nothing else has changed. And I told him I still didn't have the money or what have you. He says, ask me. And so I asked the Lord if he would give me $10,000 from somewhere. I didn't know where I was going to get it. And in 30 days, to be exact, my wife and I got a check in the mail for $43,000. And while I stood there just shaking in the post office, the Lord says, I just gave you your start. Get busy. And with my lovely wife by my side, we begin to prepare to launch. And on March 2nd, we had met two other lady ministers that didn't know each other. So on March 2nd, we went up with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week broadcasting, starting with three people. And now we're looking to see what God has done around the world.
Apostle.
Yes.
Say that again.
What year was that?
2005.
What year?
I mean, 2015, excuse me.
Yeah, 2015, on March 2nd. Okay. We launched going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with just three broadcasters. And now we look and see what God has done. We have studios all over the planet impacting the lives of millions of people on every one of the seven continents.
Yeah, look at the Lord.
Wow.
And how the Lord, like, I mean, the enemy wants to attack things is that we launched on March 2nd. And my mother, who I was taking care of, passed on March 10th. That wasn't really something we were expecting. And because we were her primary caregiver, we were living in her home. And my family, before she actually passed, was already telling us how long we had to get out of the house.
So we
launched the network. We had to bury my mother. We had to move. I had to help my kids move, and just all kinds of transitions right then. But nothing was going to stop us from doing what the Lord had called us to do.
Yeah.
So we've seen miracle after miracle. The hand of God. And I want to encourage people that are listening that whatever God has spoke to your heart, told you to do, he's placed within you. Do not lean to your own understanding. Don't be distracted by lack, or don't be discouraged by people who will oppose you, even if they're members of your family. Do what the Lord has called you to do. He's with you. If he's called you to do it, he's with you, and he will guide you, and he is the door himself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Amen to that.
Absolutely. That's good.
God's will,
and
God's
will. You know,
that's what I always say.
That's it.
Yeah. And, you know, Apostle Ann, I like it that your background was in music.
Oh, that was shocking to me. I had no idea that you were a singer.
Well, you see, so I started out as a music major in junior college, and I never completed that, but I did sing for many years, and so right about the time shortly after I met my husband, and we were married, I had been having some hoarseness for a few years, but it got so bad that you could barely hear me speak even, and so it was discovered that there was a tumor growing in my neck that constricted my jugular vein and paralyzed my left vocal cord. And so they couldn't take it out because of the way it grew. They probably would have killed me if they tried to take it out. So they did a massive radiation treatment on it. So it's taken a very long time, but I'm not 100%, but I'm starting to get my voice back. And I did have I finally had the guts to get up and sing with the praise team last Sunday at church for the first time.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And I think it's been 11 years, so it was a long time coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You know, that's something that you're saying that because Pastor T had a similar situation happen to him since we've seen you guys. His vocals went totally out. And one morning, and it went on for weeks. And one morning, the Lord said he was going to heal him. And he came back, he went to the store, and he came back singing. He had been singing for almost 2 months. Right.
You know, before we knew what it was because of the hoarseness, I had been trying to get some vocal coaching and everything, and we just couldn't work through it. We couldn't figure it out. Well, that's because it wasn't just anything that I could do to exercise around it. It was, a physical thing that had to be taken care of. So, and the doctor told Apostle Andy that I probably wouldn't I probably would never sing, but I might not even be able to speak again. But, you know, God has different plans.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I put my arm around the doctor I put my arm around the doctor and I told him, you're a good physician, but I know the great one. And
yeah, that's right.
my confidence has always been in Jesus. And we stood on his word, and it took a long time for her talking voice to come back strong. And and I helped it out. I made her holler at me a few times. God has been good. So now we're working on the singing voice. And but God, when she got up and sang on Sunday, she didn't even tell me. And I was standing there just worshiping, and tears were flowing down my face because I was just moved with such joy that she had the boldness to get up.
You know, for many years, I think my identity was wrapped up in that gift that I'd been given. But I think the Lord allowed, he didn't give me the tumor, but he allowed that tumor, because what he needed me to know was that there was more to what he had for me than just to sing.
Right.
There, you know,
right.
And until that was taken away from me, I couldn't step into it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
And so now she's preaching everywhere and praying up a storm and impacting lives.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
man. You had so many other abilities that you didn't get a chance to, you know, utilize. And I didn't even know you sang at all, because I see you as a CEO of the company. So you have so many other abilities. Look at all the things you could do now. Sometimes we get stuck, huh?
Yes, we do get stuck in a certain, and it has to do with a lot of times how we see ourselves, or how others have told us who we are, and we forget to see ourselves the way God sees us, and walk in what he has anointed us to do. But it was only up until, in fact, it was December 31st, 2019, right before COVID hit, that I was working a full-time job too. And I was so frustrated with it at that point. It had been the best job I'd ever loved, but I just wanted to work with HSBN. And and finally, they got to me so bad, I finally resigned. And that was my last day of working for a company. And then I had to jump in and learn how to do the filming and all kinds of things.
Because we
were growing and needed that to be done. So we just do what we have to do.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody ever heard the story about Colonel Sanders, that he retired and he thought his life was done, and then he opened up KFC.
That's a little retirement side job.
It sounds like when people think that we're finished, you know, sometimes just a brand new beginning.
Yeah.
Mm, right.
Like Moses.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Moses. I heard Dr. J. Vernon McGee of Through the Bible, when he said he retired from pastoring, he was 65. And he would just... he wanted just to open up a small radio ministry in Pasadena. And but look what he accomplished, being the largest radio Bible teaching ministry all over the world. And even since he's going to be with the Lord since 1988, it's still going strong. So God always watches over his word. And if his word be in us, he's watching over us.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. And look at the faith that you had to bring things into this realm. I remember once that we had a situation, and it was for a large sum of money, like $100,000, And I mean, we needed it like yesterday. And we had to have it soon.
Yeah.
And so I said, Lord, you give all these ministries on TV, they ask for millions, and you meet their needs. I hear the testimonies all the time. And I said, so I know you could give us a measly 100,000. And man, did he come through.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew that it was for something good. It wasn't for our consumption, you know, for lust or anything. It was for the good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he did come through. And I'm just saying, you can believe God for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he can bring it
That's
into
right.
this realm.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
it's
you know,
for the furtherance.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, don't let anybody go anywhere. We're going to be right back. We have a couple of more questions. A few more questions for the dynamic duo. So we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Okay, man.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. You are listening to Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila and our special guest, the Apostle Dr. Andrew Beals and his wife, Apostle Anne Marie Beals. You are here and we're just excited. Yes, indeed. You know, I wanted to ask a question here. Now, were you guys brought up in the church? As children, were you raised in the church?
My dad was a pastor, and my dad had divorced my mother and remarried, and while he was a pastor, he was in a faraway city, and I was raised up in the hard projects of East L.A. A man came through there, a different nationality, and he'd bring cookies and donuts to us children, and he'd tell us the whole story of Christ on a flannel board, and I'd follow him all day from different places that he set up just for the cookies and the donuts. And I ended up getting saved that day. He led me to Jesus. And that began my walk with the Lord. So
that was the start of it.
And then I was raised in the Catholic Church. I actually went to Catholic school for 12 years. And once I got out, I was very involved. And that's where I was youth minister. I was part of the charismatic movement within the Catholic Church and very involved at both a parish and diocesan level. But, yeah, so I was always in church. And as a young adult, it was like my social life was in church. My I worked there. And pretty much everything revolved around being within the community of believers.
And then you married someone who had the same
belief,
right?
Well, that took a few years.
Did you meet at church? How did you guys meet?
Yeah.
We met online.
really?
Yeah, I've been single for 15 years, and I lived in a house full of people. My father had just passed away. It was my mother, my two sons, and my nephew. But you can live in a house full of people and still be lonely. And I had decided early on with my kids that I wasn't going to be bringing different men in and out. And that's why I didn't date. I just remained single for 15 years. But then I got to the point where I just wanted somebody like to go to dinner with or go to the movies. And my girlfriend told me to go online, and I said, no, I don't want to do that. But I did, and I laid out I set up my profile so that if somebody wasn't serious, they would have just passed me by because, you know, I talked about the fact that I'm a single mom, I'm taking care of my older mother, you know, I'm Christian, and there are a bunch of things that if you just wanted to play around, you would have just passed me by. And he was actually the only one I ever dated. I ever met and dated. So
because
now
that
you can
was
tell your side of the story.
That was a match.
Well, I had gone through a very hard divorce and was single again for about close to 10 years. And I told the Lord, I'm tired. I all I know is family and church, and I started praying about a wife. And a pastor friend of mine called me up and told me, "Why don't you consider going online?" And I screamed at him. I says, "Are you nuts?" And he says, "No, everything was created by God. You just have to remember God will lead and guide you." And I says, okay. And so throughout the process of, you know, your dialogue with people or your email, nothing wasn't working. And then when I saw Anne-Marie's picture, I sit there and talk to the picture. And like, you know, what's your story? And I finally got the courage to talk to her. And then we talked for a few weeks, and I was so nervous. She says, well, shouldn't we meet? And I told her I was trying to get up the nerve to ask her, but I was afraid of rejection. So we met, and I fell in love with her right from the start. And on the second or the third date, we were sitting at a restaurant, and I showed her my paycheck stub. She says, why are you showing me this? I says, I work for a living, and I want you to know that because I'm in love with you, and we're going to get married, and I want you to know that I'm a dependable guy. And she laughed so hard.
All right,
she says, you're so sure of yourself, aren't you? I says, me and God have a special relationship. He puts things in my heart. I lift them back up to him, and he answers the prayer. And I told her, you're the one.
Hallelujah.
So I don't know if she got happy or if she got scared, but.
Well, which one was it? And which one was it? Are you happy?
At that moment, I wasn't as convinced as he was. I needed a little more time to, because that was our second date, okay? I mean, I needed a little more time. And, oh, here's the other thing I found out, that he was born on the same day, in the same year, and in the same city as my ex-husband. So while that seems like not a, I mean, to some that may be just coincidence, but to me it was like, up, hold on, let me take a second look here, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I told her, I started laughing when I saw that she was troubled, and I says, God has a sense of humor. You had the worst, now you have the best. And I was so excited.
And now. All right.
Now, if they'd been born in the same hospital, I really would have. If they'd been born in the same hospital. Yeah.
Who, so, you and Apostle was born in the same hospital?
If they'd been born in the same, along with being born on the same day, same year, same city, if they'd been born in the same hospital, I might have not thought twice, but thought three times.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
So
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask them when they get into people that they like to listen to, who is their favorite speaker that they usually listen to? Like when you want to be
a
minister.
On television, I absolutely love Charles Stanley. I constantly watched him. And then another famous preacher, he's going to be with the Lord years ago. He was the Billy Graham of Latin America. His real name was Paul Finkenbinder, but he's called Hermano Pablo. And I learned a lot from him. So I've had the privilege of meeting men and women of God of great notoriety and people that are very humble in their ministries.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Yes, indeed.
And
you know,
and for me, it may seem silly, but when Apostle Andrew is really flowing, I shake. I mean, I just feel the Holy Spirit through him so much. And so
that's what's silly about that. I'm prejudiced, right? He's my husband. Oh. Look, I'm under
That's
Pastor
good.
T. I sit and listen to him and get blessed every Sunday. I understand.
And you know what I love more than anything is when we can sit down and do a broadcast together. He does the preaching, and I either just kind of interject or play the devil's advocate, but I just love being mm-hmm. able to sit down with him
yeah.
at the table and take on a topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, we had an experience. I think it was last November we were in Arizona, and we had run a conference there. I was so sick, I couldn't get up off the front pew. And mm-hmm. I whispered mm-hmm. to Anne Marie and told her she had to handle the service on both that Friday night and Saturday. And the mm-hmm. pastor had asked me to speak that Sunday morning. And I mean, I was very, very ill, didn't know what was the matter. Mm-hmm. And so that Saturday night, we went to the hotel room and I collapsed in the bed. And around 1 in the morning, 1 o'clock a.m., I was awakened and there were lights. You ever see the small Christmas lights around a person's house, how they flicker on in a row and go, you know, blinking? My sheet was being lit up and the lights mm-hmm. were flickering around the sheet. And I kept looking at this, and I'm wondering what's going on. And finally, Anne Marie woke up, and she says, Andy, what's going on? I see lights. And I told her, I says, I don't know. I think God's busy at work, but I'm going back to sleep.
Right.
So I passed back out, and I woke up that morning, and I got up and got myself cleaned up and went to the little cafeteria and ate breakfast. And I'm walking around when it hits me that I'm pain-free. I could breathe. I could move. And then I broke out mm-hmm. in a little run, and I started dancing and jumping up and down. And so when we got to the church, I'm scheduled to preach. And the pulpit was like 5 steps up into the pulpit. And whereas I couldn't even hardly get off the bench, I was able to just run up those stairs real quick. Mm-hmm. And I preached, and the power of God filled that large church. And there wasn't a dry eye as I talked about the love of Jesus Christ. Everybody, mm-hmm. there was over 500 people in that conference, in that church. And everybody was crying. And there was such a move of the Holy Spirit. Well, one man came up to me, and with tears in his eyes, he said, "You made me cry. I didn't even cry when I was born," he said. And I said, "My brother, I didn't do this. This is the Holy Spirit that's in this place today." You know, and God was, his love filled the auditorium like I hadn't sensed before. And mm-hmm. men and women, they all came and embraced me, and some went out. Then they came back in from the parking lot and wanted me to pray for them again. It was a supernatural moving of the grace of God, the power and the love of God. And lives were dramatically changed, and God added to my testimony, because I was so sick I couldn't breathe, I couldn't do anything. But now I'm able to run around the building and jump and dance and shout and preach.
Okay.
So I know he is the God of his word. And I tell people, when he watches over his word is in you. He's watching over you.
And the other part of that healing testimony is that after that conference, all the people that we were very close to, in proximity to, and had been hugging on all weekend and just talking to and sitting at the table with. About, I think, 10 or 15 of them came down with COVID, but not us.
No.
Mm.
But that healing carried over. That healing.
And we have the opportunity to really pray for many of them, you know. Mm-hmm. And then,
yeah.
So God is good. God is good.
Amen. Mm-hmm. When we're at our weakest, and we must always step aside so he can step in and step up. That's when
mm-hmm.
he can
That's
work.
Right.
Yeah.
When we're,
that's right.
We're at our weakest. That's how I know that he works also. When we stay in a humble position and like, Lord, I can. It's like, oh, I can. He can do it. I love that.
Yeah, one thing I tell people is that if you're going through a hard time, God has allowed the attack to come your way to bring you closer to him. And as you draw closer to him for whatever miracle, be it healing or deliverance, salvation, whatever it is, he's going to reveal more of himself to you such as you've never experienced before. Sometimes people need a little fire to their feet to prompt them to draw closer to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Again, God hasn't attacked you, but the devil has been allowed permission, and God uses that. Now, today I wouldn't know that he's a healer had I not sought him and drew close to him and discovered his healing or his delivering power. So I encourage you, no matter what your situation is, get on your knees before him. Get into his word. Set aside, you know, some people will fast and pray, but it's no good unless you've got the word coming in you. You know, dedicate a half hour a day to just reading through the Gospels or St. John and ask the Lord to reveal himself to you. And he will not fail you. And you will learn something more about the situation and about the goodness of God and his call and his love for you like you've never observed before.
That's true. I agree with that.
Hallelujah.
He never fails.
Amen.
He never fails.
Mm-hmm.
We can always trust him to come through for us.
That's it.
I think that, yeah, those lights, I love that. I see those lights also. Mm. And I'm glad to hear that you saw them. So we can, at the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. But I see those lights a lot. And I think it's the presence of the Holy Spirit and the angels, God's angels around us. And I thank the Lord. It's something that all of a sudden, about 40 years ago, the Lord opened up my spiritual eyes. But I see now that a lot of people are seeing. But I think that this realm is being opened so that people can see. And if it's the things that he's talking about, it's just the presence of the Holy Spirit and God's angels at work. And I think that the Lord wants to open all Christians. I think he wants everybody to see, not just a few people.
Yeah.
You know, and people are saying they're seers now and they could see. But I think God wants to equip the body with that ability so that we can actually, for warfare and for understanding and to know the presence when it's around us, you know. And so you have no doubt who healed you and what happened. Because you actually saw you saw who came in the room. And
God is not hiding from
body.
God is not hiding himself. You know, everywhere we turn, he already is. And he's beckoning out for us to come unto him and draw closer to him, get into his word, and he will reveal himself to us. The only thing, And I want people to hear it clearly on this show. The only reason that people fail to press in on God is that they're in love with sin. And it's sin that keeps people from coming forward. And the devil don't have nothing good for anybody. You know, the goodness of God leadeth us to repentance. And God is so amazing, so wonderful, so glorious, so mighty, so powerful. He can embrace all of us. And that's what we're doing, Pastor T. Meyer. The Lord told me to believe him for 1 billion souls. And we go out and we present the love of Christ Jesus. I embrace people on the streets. We don't care what label you under. I walk up and I've talked to prisoners. I've talked to gay people. I've talked to people who are heterosexuals in sin. We've prayed for drunkards and watched the Holy Spirit sober them up. I mean, miraculously sober them up so they could hear. God wants people to know him.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And it's such a good work that you guys are doing, you know, letting the Holy Spirit lead you, and you're going out even beyond the four walls of the church, and you're letting you're introducing people to Jesus and letting them know and letting them see the love of God, because that's, you know, we have to show the love of God. You can do a lot of nice things for people, but if you do it in love and people can see it, it's better received. They have to know that they're being loved, you know. And that's a great work that you guys are doing. We're kind of dwindling down now. We have a little over a minute to go. Any last minute words from somebody?
Anne-Marie,
well,
go ahead.
I just wanted to say that the only thing that can keep us from seeing God is us not opening our own eyes. Because he's all around us. He's there. He meets us where we're at. And he's not hiding from us, as my husband said, but we have to open our eyes and our hearts.
Yes, Jesus.
Very good. That's true. Very good. Well, you know, we want to thank you guys for coming on the show. I knew it was going to be a good time. I knew some great blessings would come forth, and I pray that our listeners are being blessed by the show, or was blessed by the show, because we're about to end. And we're going to just say, you know, we have to have you guys back. You're such a blessing. And you've been walking with the Lord for many years, and you know now what your job description is, and you guys have been walking in it and not breaking rank, and I praise the Lord for that. And I thank you all for tuning in. Real quick, Pastor Tasila, do you have anything? Real quick.
Well, I just want to tell everybody they have ministry too. Your ministry is at the grocery store, at the gas station, everywhere you go. Tell them about them.
Amen.
Lift them up everywhere you go, in Jesus' name. And thanks for tuning in.
Praise the Lord. Goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next week.